Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 4th of December with me, Paul Andrews, and my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, the lovely Jill Serkin.
I'm enjoying this gin, actually. It's very
I can nice. See. It's You're tucking into it. Go on, what have you got?
It's very pleasant. Well, Melanie Spanswick is going to launch... This is another piano. Is that the same thing?
It's the same place, but it's a different course.
Yeah, it's a little sneaky... another course sneaked in here. But
I happen to know... You're just about to read this. On this particular course, there's only one place left, but they are going to be running more during the new year. But go for it.
Well, I just like her name, Melanie Spanswick. It sounds like something from Dickens, doesn't it? So she's launching a new series of piano courses at Finchcock Piano School. And Melanie is a British pianist, a teacher, an author, an adjudicator, a presenter, and a popular music writer. So you can find out details of this new course. And there is, as Paul Andrews said, only one space left. But do contact them and see if there's more courses that you could do. So kentbusinessradio.co.uk with a little /Melanie. And also this Saturday coming is Keyword Trust. There's a hashtag Christmas Fair. You can browse their craft stalls for beautifully crafted and handmade gifts, trees, wreaths and cards. And the cafe is called Sage Time Cafe. And they say
Sage and Time.
Okay.
That's their Twitter handle. Yeah. But the cafe is Sage and Time. It's at the Kenwood Trust.
Thank you, Paul.
That's all right.
For discreetly correcting me.
That's all right.
On the Twitter, it's Sage Time Cafe, yeah, as Paul says. They'll also, they say, be open for lunches, homemade cakes and hot drinks.
Go on.
The address is 10 to 4 Kent.
No. The time it's open is between 10 and 4.
10 to 4 is the time. It's Kenwood Road, Yalding. Yeah, Yalding is near Tunbridge.
It's in between Tunbridge and Maidstone and Paddock Wood. It's at Kenwood House at Kenwood Trust.
How do you know all about it?
Because I'm a trustee of the Kenwood Trust, that's why. And I've got,
have a day off?
And I've got a vested interest in people coming and giving us loads of lovely money. But for those that don't know, Kenwood Trust is a home for people, it's a rehabilitation home for people that suffer with drink and drug addictions and mostly from post-traumatic stress. And
so that would be army people,
Mostly. Not all, but yeah, mostly. And it's a residential home, and it's incredibly expensive to house and rehabilitate people.
Of course.
And the Sage and Thyme Cafe Bistro there is wonderful.
Is it?
The house itself is gorgeous. It is in the most fabulous setting in the valley there, overlooking the Weald of Kent. It's absolutely beautiful.
And what do you recommend that's on the menu?
There's loads of things. It is a small bistro and cafe, and they do loads of...
In other words, you can't remember.
No, I can. I can tell you I've eaten everything there, so I know exactly what they have.
Pie?
No, they tend to have more healthy things like jacket potatoes and salads and grilled chicken and
lovely
stuff like that.
Very
It's a lovely place, and the residents there, there's workshops and things like that, and the residents there make loads of gifts that are for sale.
I've been quite shocked recently at the amount of homeless people in Canterbury, especially sleeping rough, which is just, you know, in a country like this to be sleeping
rough. It's insane. We have a massive problem with housing in this country anyway, which is ridiculous. And then the knock-on effect of that is the amount of homeless people is absolutely beyond believable.
To see people sleeping out in this weather is abominable, really.
It is
and
crazy.
New York has the same. When I'm in New York, I'm always shocked by the
amount of... everywhere has a homelessness issue because there are loads of things around homelessness. One of the things is that a lot of homeless people have drink and drug addictions. But
what comes first?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the point. A lot of people don't realise that they didn't have drink and drug addictions until they were homeless. They're kind of self-medicating because they're homeless and sleeping rough.
And it can often be marriage breakup, especially for men.
It is really easy to end up homeless. Yeah. It is incredibly easy. I saw a report from Shelter about it, and they were saying that really with two or three pieces of bad luck you can soon become homeless and find it incredibly difficult to get back into housing because so many things are actually geared around not, you know, we live in a society where computers say no, basically. There's no human contact anymore. We're run by huge government departments and huge private companies that just don't talk sensibly. I had a massive road traffic accident 2 weeks ago, and I'm stood in the wreckage of my car trying to ring my insurance company, and I'm getting, press one if you'd like a poke in the eye, press two if you want your hair combed, press three, and I'm going, no, so I want to not die in the wreckage of my car, thank you very much. And you haven't got an option for that.
It was the same at BA when we just came back from Africa. The self-check-in is just crazy. You know, so there's people sort of standing about, but you've got to do it all yourself, and you're lugging it on. And we got in a right kerfuffle, me and my new husband, with that. And, you know, in the end, the woman had to come over and do it all. And it'd be really nice just to speak to someone and go, can I upgrade? Is there another, you know, how many people on the flight? Could I get a bit of extra leg room? No, you can't do that anymore. You just have to do it all yourself. I hate it.
Anyway, get down to the Kenwood Trust Craft Fair at the weekend. It's really worthwhile.
It is.
And even if you just go down there to sample the fresh air and have a walk around the grounds, it is well worthwhile.
Well, Yolding is a lovely place.
There's an alpaca farm there as well, so you can pet an alpaca.
And maybe you can get some alpaca socks.
You probably can, yeah.
And I could probably get my Christmas tree from there.
You probably could. But it's worth a visit there just for the chill-out factor, as Deb was saying earlier. It's just one of those places that's really serene and nice. And, of course, they don't sell alcohol.
No, but I don't really need to have any.
So, exactly.
The Business Bunker Radio Show is pleased to partner with My Careers Option, who are today's sponsors, helping parents help their children explore the right careers options for them. All the details are here at mycareersoptions.co.uk, and there is a 50% discount, which is BBunker50. That's what you need to quote, 50% discount, BBunker50. So, Paul, explain a bit more about that, because you're much better at it than
I. Well, I did say about it earlier. My Careers Option is a software platform for parents and their children to sit together and to complete some online questionnaires, some psychometric tests, and to do some other evaluation techniques that result in you getting a report that identifies 10 different career types that might suit your skills and personality. Then each of those 10 career types, they go into more depth about what that career involves. So the kind of skills, qualifications, how prevalent it is, you know, so how many types of jobs there are available in that, whether it's in short demand or high demand, the average salaries to be earned around the country doing that kind of job, and what kind of things you need to do in order to get into the work. It's a really comprehensive platform. It was developed by some psychology professors at Cambridge University, and has been extensively tested and tried, and they've now rolled it out as a product to use. It's really worth
it. It's a really good idea.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. Idea. There's an annual customer Christmas event. They say, get your Christmas jumpers ready. As we celebrate the third annual customer Christmas event. Now, this clashes with Slope Off Friday, otherwise I would have gone. They have talks from Pegasus Software, Exact, and special guests, and they say it's an event not to be missed. There'll be fun and games throughout the morning, followed by a festive lunch. Please join the OASYS team.
Oasis.
Thank you. It's got little hyphens in it, though. So
yeah, well, it's Operational Accounting Systems Limited, shortened to OASIS.
Okay, thank you for that.
That's all right.
Team, please join the OASIS team on Friday the 7th of December at the Howfield Manor, Canterbury. Now, it's 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., so you could then hop along to the Slope Off Friday event in Ramsgate, couldn't you, Debs? Just about, by the skin of your teeth.
You could.
Canterbury to Ramsgate. And we sit down at 2:30, don't we?
We do.
And you don't get up again for about 3 days. No. Yeah, I know.
Debauchment.
I'm driving.
So to book... driving me. To book your free places, please call Jenna or Bruce. Is that the lovely Bruce Kidd?
It's Bruce Kidd.
Ah,
yeah.
My little South African friend. 01...
Who's not from Australia.
01-233-81-2050. That's 01-233-81-2050. Alternatively,
throw another pawn on a bribe.
Get the bribe ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Please email us at inquiries@o-a-sys.co.uk with the names of the attendees. So that's the 7th of December, Operational Accounting Systems. That's what Bruce Kidd does as well in his other life, because he's also got a vegan food thing going on as well, isn't it?
He has, but he's got a proper job, yeah, where he's head of marketing, director of marketing for Operational Accounting Systems. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
He
That's
is.
My best South African.
Yeah. Oh, for
is
sure.
It?
Oh, for sure, yes. I've had a tweet from LS Consultancy, and they're very brief in this. They go, I said, would anyone like a shout-out? And they've gone, yes, please. So you've been shouted out. LS Consultancy, follow them on the Twitter, LSCPROM. LSCPROM is their Twitter handle. Give them a follow. Do you know what? Should we talk to someone sensible?
I think we should talk,
should we talk to a guest?
Dutch. Let's talk, yeah, to a Dutch person.
Well, you can introduce her then. I see what I did,
yeah,
there.
It's
Floortje Hoete.
From Kent Business School, Floortje Hoete.
Yes.
Hello.
Did I say it correctly?
Yes.
She's got a sort of polite smile on.
I know. It's really horrible of us. It's not, yeah, funny at all, is it?
No, we I'm not being
just
funny.
No,
I'm
no, just because we're
best
useless at pronouncing her name.
Floortje Hoete.
I've known her for quite a while now, and I still struggle with it, well, every time. And it's one of those things now that I'm so,
yeah,
terrified
get
of getting it wrong,
yeah,
that I have to ask her every time. It must be so bloody annoying,
well,
for her.
It would have helped if her handwriting had been a bit clearer in the, yeah, first.
Oh, go on, criticise, yeah, her. Yeah, blame the victim.
I was sure
to take full blame for that. It's rubbish. No, you're doing.
But it's very, very good very to meet good you and to hear all thank about you what you're up to. So do tell us.
Yes. So I work for the external relations team within Kent Business School, which means that we build and maintain relations with everybody outside the school who wants to do something with the school. So that's primarily business, but also other schools, our alumni, of course, and any other individual that wants to do something together with us. We have a number of networking events at the school because we think that's an excellent way to get businesses through the door.
Mind you do hold some of them on really terrible dates, don't you? The business school had a business soundbite event in Margate on the same night that England were playing in the semi-finals,
yeah,
of the World
that
Cup.
That was
never going to happen.
That was only known a week before.
I know.
So we never knew we were going to make it that far.
And I was going to say, and if you'd have been a betting person, you would never have bothered anyway. You'd go, nah, they'll never make it there.
Yeah, that was... But it took place, after all, actually quite recently, 23rd of October, we were in Margate. So these are our business soundbites events. They take place 4 or 5 times a year. This is an event where we link one of our academics with an external expert on a topic that is relevant for the regional business community.
And you've done some really interesting topics so far. You've done creativity and a challenge of creativity with Mr. Philip Papadopoulos.
Yeah,
and
that was another name you're really good.
I practiced. Well, he was
there's always a sort of a risk of putting too many pops in that.
Yeah, no, but he was a guest on the show, and I had to practice that well beforehand. But you also did an event on AI and the effects of automation in the workplace, potentially.
Yeah, that's actually really still going to happen because we had to, again, move that a little bit forward. So that's
another football match?
So much, too much happening, Kent. No, that's actually taking place tomorrow on the 5th. And it's on artificial intelligence, but also...
And that's on the campus at the Civson Building, isn't it?
On the campus, at Kent Business School. And it starts at 7:30, so people can 7 o'clock, so people can still come and register through Eventbrite.
Okay,
so it's on there. So our business soundbites are a really nice way to get to know what we do at the school, what our research is all about, and it's a way for our academics to get in touch more with the businesses in the area and hopefully hook up together to do research together or to involve businesses in their teaching, because that's another thing we're trying to really stimulate to bring businesses more into the classroom.
Yeah. One of the things I really love about the Kent Business School, and we on the radio show here, we've got a long history going back with Kent Business School a few years ago. We were heavily involved in talking about a project they were doing then called the BIG, the Business Improvement and Growth Scheme, that was then run by a guy called Simon Raby.
Yeah.
Simon is now Professor of Business at Toronto University and has cleared off to Canada. I'm still in touch with Simon and we still talk about a few things. But one of the things I love about the Kent Business School, especially nowadays, is your willingness to get involved with small businesses. because one of the issues for me with so many academic institutions, when they look at business, they tend to focus on big businesses, which is fine. There's not a problem with that. But they are big businesses are less than 1% of the business community. Over 99.4% of businesses in the UK are small businesses.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of people ignore small businesses because it's like herding cats. Yeah, it's really difficult to get a handle on what you're doing. So I'm really appreciative. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Less people to do the work with. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's really important what Kent Business School are doing, which is trying to get small businesses on board, trying to engage them and trying to get them to participate in the things you're doing, because that's the only way we can make things work. So it's really cool. But you're going to be talking to us today primarily about the summit. So
yeah,
why don't we look
other,
at that?
Yeah. It's the other bigger event. Yeah. So this is an event which has now become an annual event. Mm. In fact, the first edition took place this January 2018. We joined hands with the FSB, with IOD, and put on this conference where we brought together academics, local government representatives, Kent MPs. We had 5 Kent MPs attending this past January, and the regional business community to talk about how to sustain economic growth for the county. Of course, within the background, Brexit kind of running through everything we were speaking about, I think is unavoidable because it affects so much of what we do. But without maybe mentioning it as such in the title, because we thought, okay, Brexit, even though it's hard to believe now, it's going to have a shelf life. The world is going to keep on spinning.
It's and, absolutely, yeah.
Kent businesses will need to keep on going. Mm. So we wanted to choose a topic that has a long-term relevance. Mm. So we thought, okay, rather than making it very Brexit related, let's see how these three groups, triple helix as we call them in the academic world, can work together to sustain economic growth for the county and to make this county even more fabulous than it is already, because there's so much potential in this county.
Absolutely, there is.
Yeah. There's so many different types of businesses. It's got so much to offer for businesses and visitors and families, and visitors and families also generate business again. So,
absolutely, yeah.
We need to sit together and see how we can work together instead of all working on our respective islands.
Absolutely. I attended the first one this January. Yeah, January 2018, which was the first one. I don't know how many people there. There seemed like there was a lot of people there. I think there was certainly in excess of 200, I think.
Yeah, more than
200. There's a lot of people there. Yeah. It was really interesting. What surprised me, if I'm really honest, is that certainly from the public sector, KCC and people like that, they seem to have a better handle on the problems they were causing than I expected them to have. We'll just gloss over that.
Come on, tell us one of the problems.
For businesses, one of the things that, you know, we talk a lot about Brexit, but to be honest, it really isn't an issue for most small businesses when you line it up against the other things that are happening, like business rates and stuff like that,
business
that are killing
rates,
businesses.
Yeah.
Absolutely
prices,
killing businesses and
Canterbury.
Infrastructure stuff, broadband, all those kind of things, yeah. Skill shortages,
transport,
which are exacerbated by Brexit, but they existed before it even became a thing, and it's just going to get worse. Mm. And it pleasantly surprised me that they were actually on the ball and understood that these were the problems that we were facing. Yeah. They can't do anything about it, but at least they understand. And it started a dialogue. And that was the important thing for me that came out of the first event that we did, that it started this dialogue between everybody that was involved.
And we're very much continuing with the outcomes of last year.
Yeah.
So we've looked, there was a summit report, which is still can be downloaded from our website, Kent Business School website. So we looked at the summit report ourselves and said, okay, let's choose some central themes that come out of there and then let that be the basis for the next summit. So the topics for the 2019 Kent Business Summit, which takes place on Friday the 11th of January in 2019, is transport infrastructure, which was a little bit the white elephant in the room last year because it's a complex topic and there's a lot of different actors involved, and in the end they all need to work together. So we've invited Keith Glacier, Glazier, who is the councillor for East Sussex, but also the chairman for Transport for the South East, which is a new platform that brings local government and business together to talk about a strategy for transport infrastructure for the South East.
Which I guess will also include the new proposed Lower Thames Link as well, which is a bit of an issue.
Yeah, that will feature naturally, of course. So he will speak, he will be the first speaker, but then what is really interesting, we've found Andreas Marquides from Marquides Associates. He is a civil engineer and a specialist on transport infrastructure, to give kind of his professional comments on this strategy, transport strategy for the Southeast. So as a civil engineer, how does he see what is being talked about, proposed, and also he will also bring to the table good practice examples from projects they've done maybe in other parts of the country or internationally, so that we can compare it to.
Was when we went to, for example, Hong Kong and China, the way they use the water, the ferries, everything runs on time, everything's spotless, everything's clean, the trains, the tubes. You know, we don't use our waterways here properly, I don't think. Mm. And I've always said about a ferry across just from Kent to Essex, for example, something, a sea cat or something that whizzes over.
Yeah.
Because you go through the Dartford Tunnel, it's crazy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I come from Holland, where it's basically Holland is one big road with a little bit of green in between. But,
we're all
infrastructure because we have to. We're such a small country. And there's so many people that have to go from A to B. Yeah, we've got basically everything everywhere. Yeah. Although it's different per city.
It's appalling in Kent. You try from Whitstable, you try and get anywhere, you know, on the train. You try and go to Bexley Heath or Tunbridge. You just can't. Mm. It's mad.
Mm. Yeah. You know. So, yeah, we're very excited to see what will come, what will be brought to the table by these two speakers. Then we have, two speakers who are presenting together on attracting business and visitors to the Garden of Kent, which is Gavin Cleary, CEO for Locating Kent, and Deirdre Wells, who is the new CEO for Visit Kent. So that will be very interesting. And Locating Kent, by the way, is our fourth summit partner this year. So they've joined forces with the FSBOD and Kent Business School. So that's all fantastic. Then we'll have a presentation by Be The Business, which is a new platform of big corporates in the UK who are sharing their experience and expertise on productivity and increasing productivity with smaller, medium business. So we have Melissa Carson, who is the head of research, who will talk about productivity and innovation in Kent.
Right.
What are the trends? What are the myths? What can you do yourself as a small business to improve productivity? Mm. A lot of businesses think they are as productive as they can be, but actually they could be more productive.
Of course.
The last speaker will be on skills development, the relevance of universities in 10 years' time. And it's our Deputy Vice Chancellor, April McMahon. She's Deputy Vice Chancellor on Education. So she will tell all about.
So our sons, Deb's and mine and yours, I was just thinking, the three of us, they've all graduated. They've all gone to London. Mm. So Stu, Shay and Ben have all gone to London.
My daughter.
And your daughter, so not staying in Kent. And also my son has got, was it £46,000 student loan to pay off? He's 22. Mm. And the interest rate, do you know the
9%,
interest rate?
Yeah.
9%. It's disgusting.
But like you said earlier, there's a lot of people or young people who now say, well, I'm not going to go to university because it's simply going to be too much money.
Exactly.
And what she hopefully is going to tell us is that, no, it's very worthwhile to go to university because we are changing with the times. And
I think that's the thing, isn't it?
We're also taking different approaches now.
Absolutely. Everything's an evolutionary process and you have to respond to the way that things are. And universities, as just like anybody else, have got to do that. You know, the competition.
But the 9% interest.
Surely, you know, but that's set by the government. But,
yeah, but we should be jumping up and down.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But the issue isn't that per se. The issue is that universities have to think about their offer because if their potential customers, their students, are drying up because they go, I can't afford that, then that, you know, it's something that a business has to do all the time. Our prices are also governed by the government. You know, the government put up my business rates by 400%.
Yeah.
I have to reflect that some way in the costs that I pass on to my customers. Mm. Therefore, I have to innovate in my business to mitigate that by offering something different. And universities are no different to anyone else as a business, which they are. They have to look at what they offer and go, we know you can't afford the interest rates on these loans, so we're going to offer you something different in a different way. And one of the things I like about the University of Kent specifically is they are a very innovative university. Many years ago, I was involved when they established the University of Digital Arts, the School of Digital Arts. Mm-hmm. They were one of the first universities to recognise the difference between old school information technology and management systems and the new digital infrastructure, mm-hmm. and to do something about that. That's been copied everywhere now, but they innovated on that. And the University of Kent also have a School of Apprenticeship.
Yeah, the higher degree apprenticeships
that's
program.
Brilliant. Yeah,
exactly.
That's
so again, that's
something that will be highlighted.
Yeah, they've responded to the new paradigm, which is a lot more people going, do you know what, I'm going to do an apprenticeship and not go to the university. Mm. But if you do a level 6 or level 7 apprenticeship, which is a degree level, it has to be accredited by a bona fide institution such as the University of Kent.
But within the Kent Business School, definitely we're looking at innovative ways of teaching, no longer the delivery to the classroom listening to you, but more workshop, more case studies, more guest lectures, more practical examples.
I don't know if you know, and this might not be a thing, but I'll just raise it. I know Nigel Adams. I don't know if you know Nigel Adams. He runs the Entrepreneurs School at the University of Buckingham.
Yeah.
And Buckingham's a private university rather than a state university. And they also do two-year degrees. And again, that's something I think a lot of universities have been looking at to see how viable that is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. We do have our own student entrepreneur program. I don't know
We've
spoken about that before.
Yeah, well, I've actually been involved with it. Not recently, but in the last few years ago, I actually lectured there a few times on stuff.
Business Startup Journey, that is, for student entrepreneurs who want to set up their own business. Co-curricular program, fantastic. We have loads of businesses, again, in the region, who help us as mentors, help us with guest lectures.
Coming back to the summit in particular, you've got these fantastic speakers talking about it. I believe it's going to be opened by Kelly Tolhurst.
Who, Minister for Small Business.
Yeah, who's a local Kent MP, but he's also now the Minister for Small Business, as you say.
So she will give an overview of the latest developments, which are changing every day. So
and we're also going to hear from Rosie Duffield, who's the MP for Canterbury.
She will do the closing remarks of the summit. So there will be a number of presentations, then we'll have roundtable discussion. We have 15 different roundtable discussions people can register for.
There's only one you want to go to, though.
Yeah, one is actually chaired by Paul Andrews.
Really? Yeah. Do you ever sleep?
Mm-hmm.
So Paul will be talking about equality, diversity and disability and skills development. Making Kent a trailblazer for inclusive skills development policies.
Mm, absolutely.
So that should be a really interesting
Absolutely. It's a fantastic subject. It's a fantastic area to look at because there's so much untapped talent in those areas that we're overlooking, and that's something we need to address.
But we have a lot of other interesting roundtable chairs as well. We've got Graham Raisey from East Kent Colleges. We've got Thanet Earth, who is chairing a roundtable. We've got Kent County Council, who's chairing a roundtable. Visit Kent, locating Kent. Mm. There's a little bit for everyone.
Body, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And these aren't just talking shops. Well, they are just talking shops, but they're more than that. Because out of these round tables, we will take everything that we hear and it will eventually end up in a report from that overall thing where your views will be listened to, the kind of things that we talk about, and those people that participate, any ideas or actions will actually go into that into that document and report to look at being acted upon.
Yeah. Every roundtable is going to have 5 action points, realistic actions that can be realised working together, these 3 parties working together in 2019.
Hmm. Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great event in overall terms. It's a really good event. It was very exciting last year to be involved doing it as a delegate. Really looking forward to it this year.
If I can just have a shout out for our head sponsor, which is Crow. They're sponsoring the event. They've done so last year. They're doing again this year. And we've got
Can you tell me who Crow is? I've got no idea.
Crow is an accountancy firm and financial advisory firm.
And how are we spelling it?
C-R-O-W-E.
Brilliant. And where are they based?
They're based, they're a national company, but in Kent, are based in Maidstone.
Fabulous. Thank you.
And we have other companies with Malcolm Hollister, with Southeastern Rail and Cripps. We're also
Cripps, we know very well.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of support from a lot of regional businesses, and we're very grateful for that.
Fantastic. It's going to be a brilliant event. If people want to come along to it, where's the book? Is the booking page on Eventbrite? I can't remember.
No, it's you have to go to Kent Business School.
Kent.ac.uk.
That's the University of Kent website, and then /KBS. That
forward slash KBS.
Kent Business School, and then you can find
And as always, we will put the details onto Kent channelradio.co.uk.
Well, it's already on our website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS. You can find out all about that. You can find out about the Business Soundbite events too, and there's links on all of those to go through to the various booking pages. You can also download the report from last year from our website.
That would be good. Flaucia, what time does it kick off?
It kicks off early, bright and early at 7:30.
Fabulous.
But people will be getting a nice breakfast after they register.
Kentish breakfast,
yes. And then everybody will be watered and fed throughout the day with a lovely buffet lunch at 1 o'clock. And already 4 Kent MPs joining us.
Yeah, fantastic.
Fabulous. So that's the 11th of January, which is a Friday, 2019. So just surface from Christmas and New Year, and off we go.
And it's actually at the Sibson Building, which is the home of the Kent Business School on the campus at Canterbury, which is a relatively new building, isn't it?
It's a lovely building.
It's really funky, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's retro. For me, it looks like a retro building. And did it win some awards, I think?
Two already. The Reba Award and recently another award, which has slipped my mind.
Well, the Reba Award is an amazing...
Yes, we're very happy with that.
Accolade.
And it's a wonderful area to work.
So that's the lovely Flaucia Hutte. I just want to say her name lots and lots to show off, basically. We've had quite a few tweets coming in. Tenterton, Twilight. Oh, could you just stop that for me, lovely Debs, somehow? Swipe it or get rid of it. Sorry, I am streaming live on at Jules Serkin, so you can see all of that interview and also Deb Smith previously. So Tented and Twilight have said a big hello, Business Bunker, using the hashtag at BBunker. Also, Samsy and Gas, haven't heard from him for a long time.
Oh, Danny.
Yeah, the Danny. He's putting in boilers, heating engineer. So hello to him.
Oh, he must know something. I had a broken radiator yesterday. Sprung a leak, it did.
I know, this is the trouble with the... Do you realise that things aren't made anymore? Plumbing isn't made to last anymore.
Yeah.
I had my bathroom done, 5 years ago? And honestly, most of it, the radiators have got rusty already. Tarnishing on the shower. And...
I've discovered PTFE tape.
Oh, your leg?
I bought a job lot. I bought 18 rolls of PTFE tape. I've been fixing things with it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is that your new thing then?
Yeah, it's my new thing.
Yeah.
You can use it in heart too.
Can you?
Yeah. See, I like a bit of WD-40.
That always works.
Yeah, I pop that in holes and crannies.
do you know it's one of the best toilet cleaners there is?
Is it?
WD-40.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
Yeah.
Put it in the basin.
Yeah.
Nothing sticks to it.
Yeah.
Really? I use eucalyptus oil, you see.
Yeah.
You've smelt my loo, haven't you, when you come round?
Well, so have I, because I've been using her phone earlier, and she told me after I've been taking pictures with it that she dropped it in the loo.
Yeah. Like, never put your phone in the back pocket of your jeans and then...
I know.
Anyway, we've got loads more tweets and loads more emails and loads of things to read out, and not very long to go. I've had a tweet from Deborah Turner, who's U-Image Consult on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I can see her.
And she says, don't miss your chance to comment on Kent's biggest infrastructure project, leading on from what Fletcher was saying. It's about the Lower Thames Crossing and the significant impact it will have on local residents and the business community, if it's ever built, and if they decide where they're ever going to put it. And there's a consultation running until the 20th of December. If you follow Highways S East, that's Highways South East, but the Twitter handle is Highways S East, you can find the link to the survey to... you just tried to share something
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, you never accept it, though.
No, because I was reading it, and now I've got a message from you halfway through what I was reading saying, do you want to accept an airdrop?
Just an invitation for lunch, that's
all. Oh, there you go. Really. There, look, I accepted it. Oh, now look, now it's taking me to some crappy website that I don't want to read while I'm trying to read out this tweet from Deborah.
It's Florch's video that I streamed. Thought you might want it.
Yeah, I do, but not while I'm trying to read this tweet.
Just ignore it, darling, and carry on.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Anyway, so give Deb a follow or follow Highway Southeast if you'd like to complete the survey or to comment on the potential new Lower Thames crossing. Thank you. Justin Dean of Creative Motion.
Hello.
He said, if you shout our name, recommend us, you could win an award-winning sparkling wine from Bidden and Vineyards.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds worth doing.
So follow him on the Twitter, Justin W. Dean, D-E-A-N. If you shout out his name, you can win some wine. And I know I had a tweet from Tracy, and now I can't find it. Let me find out. Have you got anything you can read while I'm looking for this?
Yeah. I've got the fabulous Ibiza Fitness Foods.
I found it.
Josh Robson, who says, we are now delivering healthy takeaways with Just Eat throughout the UK and also, of course, in Kent, not just in Ibiza. So you can get your good food, your carbs, your fat, all your protein and your calories, all measured, nutritional with these lovely, healthy meals. Perfect. Ibiza Fitness Foods.
Not McDonald's, then?
No, not McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
No white carbs.
Okay, I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson and the lovely Tazzy64 on Twitter.
Hello.
And she says, can I have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for the last Be Your Best Self of 2018, which is happening today. It's become my most popular workshop. Thank you to Emma TiVo Homes for asking me to write and deliver it. Very proud of all the attendees who begin to think differently and start to realise their potential. So it's a workshop that Tracy runs for people that need to understand that they are of self-worth and have an ability and have a potential and have skills that are usable. And I've seen Tracy deliver this workshop, and the difference she makes to people is unbelievable. So many congratulations on developing that, Tracy, and enjoy your last workshop of 2018.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of a teaser taste, Tracy's going to be running a workshop on my behalf for Jobs in Kent early in the new year, which is a careers workshop, and we are relaunching a lot of jobs fairs around the county, and we're going to be doing some workshops there. And in line with that, I also want to tell you about something interesting that we're doing with the lovely folks at Kent Supported Employment and the education people. On January the 23rd, we're running a reverse job fair.
I saw that advertised.
Tell us about it.
It's a reverse jobs fair. So rather than employers coming along and having a stand, there are people with disabilities and supported needs who are each having their own stand, and employers come along and talk to them about what they can offer.
That is a really, really good idea.
Yeah. So each of the people will have a stand. There's 20 people there, all with different types of supported needs, but you can go talk to them and they'll tell you what they can do for you. They'll tell you what their talents are and how they can do it.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
Yep.
It's very good.
It's all totally free. It's taking place on January the 23rd at the Kent and Victor Chamber offices at the Ashford Business Point in Sevington in Ashford, and it's happening from 9:45 until 12. It's totally free to attend. If you do want to come along as an employer, if you email the following, thomas.lovell@theeducationpeople.org, you can register your free place to come along as an employer. So we want to see loads of employers there to come along and meet 20 people with supported needs and a lot of talent.
Did you read out Deborah Turner's about the
Kent
infrastructure?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just scrolling through everything here.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm scrolling. I'm quite good at scrolling.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're good at scrolling, are you?
Yeah, very good.
Good. I've got loads of tweets. I've got loads of emails still to read. Let me find some. Well, I'll tell you what. You're on a Twitter hunt, are you?
Yeah, New Potatoes have tweeted in. They say, is co-working right for you, Bee Bunker? We have spaces in Canterbury and Mid-Kent. And you can contact them on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, I reckon. Can you?
You can indeed, yeah. Hold on. I got...
Well, there's a yoga and mindfulness retreat coming to Finchcox. Is that the piano place?
Yeah, they're going mad there, aren't they?
Well, I'm a yoga teacher. Maybe I should go along.
Yeah, but you've got a dodgy knee.
Yeah, but I can do things that don't...
I've had a tweet from Tenterton Toilets. Tenterton Toilets said, don't bring WD-40 near my shiny toilets. I wouldn't do that, Laura. I wouldn't do that to your loos.
She likes my eucalyptus, though.
Yeah, but her loos are really spotless.
Yeah, so mine. That's why my phone came out spotless, gleaming.
Laura's company cleans the public toilets on Tenterton Green, which is where I live and where I eat my kebabs because I'm not allowed to take them home.
She's won awards.
She has.
She's won quite a few awards.
Not only that.
Spotless toilets.
The lovely Laura and the folks at Tenterton Twilight, which is their proper name, they actually came to the very first Kent Supported Employment seminar that I ran at County Hall, and they hired some people with supported needs, and two of them won National Customer Service Awards this year. Wow. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, Agilis Mobile have said, you may have read this already, make sure you're listening today at 1 p.m. to the Bee Bunker radio show hosted by Vanilla Web, with no mention whatsoever of me.
Well, I probably didn't know you were here.
Well, I was on their table. I probably didn't mention it. Show hosted by Vanilla Web, and no mention of me, to hear from some of the outstanding winners from the Ashford Awards and our very own Tina George. Brilliant. That was good.
Cool.
Yeah, we've said Athol Bray, haven't we, as well?
We have. I got this email from Gillingham Football Club.
Yeah.
And they said, hello, Business Bunker team.
Are they asking you to captain?
Well, they did offer me a game, yeah. No. I wanted to let you know that we have a very exciting offer available for you now. You can come along to the Gillingham versus Portsmouth game on Boxing Day, the 26th of December, and Gillingham versus Doncaster Rovers on the 29th of December. There's a watch and wine and dine deal for £75. Or there's the 1893. People ask me what the 1893 is. I have no idea. I can only assume 1893 is the year that the club was founded. But I don't know for sure. Is the 1893 lounge is £83. Or you can have an executive box, a bargain, £750. If you want to find out more and to avoid disappointment, if you contact Sophie Boynes, and Sophie's the commercial manager at Gillingham Football Club, and you can contact her on the phone on Medway. That's 01634-350-350. Medway 01634-350-350. Get along on Boxing Day, Gillingham versus Portsmouth. £75.
Sounds good.
Wine and dine.
Boxing Day, I can barely move. All I manage to do normally is sort of get out of bed and shuffle along with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of it, really, on Boxing Day.
Bad.
I'm not sure I could play football. What do you think, Debs?
Well, I should be sitting there with the family, having more to drink and eat.
Yeah, well, so will I. I'll be under the tree. with an eggnog.
Under the tree.
But I'm cooking.
She's normally under the table.
I'm cooking for 10 on Christmas Day. And, you know, last year...
There's not 10 coming. She's just greedy.
last year I announced, because my oldest is 32, my youngest is 22, right? My mum's 88. I said, I've been doing this for 32 years. Next year, I'm sodding off to Acapulco or wherever with a rucksack. And, of course, here I am doing it again this year. Just doesn't happen.
Well, I'm cooking for 8, but... One of those 8 eats for 3.
Right, so you're cooking for 13,
it,
really.
Yeah.
And you want leftovers.
But there won't be any with my nephew around.
My turkey should feed 14, because I like lots of... I like turkeys.
That's not a turkey, that's an ostrich.
Yeah. But it's... I like to have turkey sandwiches and...
Turkey broth.
Yeah.
Turkey and chips.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turkey curry. What about you in Holland? What kind of Christmas do you have? You do it on Christmas Eve, don't you?
No, don't you guys celebrate the 5th of December, where it's St Nicholas Day?
Yeah, which is tomorrow.
It is, yeah.
So are we all round yours, then?
You're very welcome.
But
you'd carp. But you need to bring not
soot.
Just a gift,
soot,
but a poem.
A poem.
Ah.
So it was an old lady from.
Yeah, the boy stood on the burning deck, picking his nose like mad.
But don't we leave our clogs outside and coal and things on the doorstep?
No, your shoe in front of the fireplace with a carrot in for the horse, because Santa Claus rides a horse.
Santa Claus,
yeah, on the roof. And then drops the packages down the chimney like Santa Claus.
It's great,
does.
Isn't it? And the Russians do it in January.
Mm-hmm.
It's also... I've just done Hanukkah. My husband's Jewish, and we just did Hanukkah with potato latkes at the weekend. They're so fattening. They're really fattening. But
did you say gefilte fish?
Gefilte fish, yes, maybe a little bit, but no, I've gone into South Africa now.
I don't know why. What's that got to do with being Jewish?
One minute it's Ebenezer Scrooge, and then it's Bruce Kidd.
Yeah, I have to say, Jules is working her way through the religions of the world in terms of marriages. Yeah.
I was married to a Muslim when I was 17. He's dead now, sadly. Yeah. I didn't kill him.
I was wondering whether it was
religious.
He lived to be 68.
I think we mentioned this earlier, but it's always worth mentioning again, because it's a last-minute call. Best Business Events are running a Women in Business Christmas Luncheon on the 6th of December. That'll be Thursday, won't it, at Eastwell Manor, which is a lovely location.
Lovely.
And I have two speakers, Lady Victoria Borick, and Victoria was the Deputy Mayor of London with Boris Johnson as Mayor, and former MP for Kensington. And Becky Sims from Reflect Digital is the other speaker. So do go along to that if you can. That's this Thursday, the 6th of December at Eastwell Manor, Women in Business Lunch with two fabulous speakers. Have you found anything else, Jules, or shall I read some of these?
No, you carry on. I'm just...
There's a Marsh Networking over Coffee, Manana. It's happening tomorrow, the 5th of December.
Is that with Terry Botfield?
It's TD Botty on the Twitter. Terry Botfield, taking place at the Cinqport Arms. That's in the High Street, New Romney. And it's at 10 o'clock. And if you want to find out about that and all the other events that they run, and to book your place, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh, you will find a complete list of all the Marsh networking and some booking links for that. Have you...
No, I've got nothing.
You've got nothing at all?
No, I've got a couple of gins still to get through.
Yeah, that's the trouble. You've been knocking drinks back, haven't you?
I finished all... diligently, I read all mine early on. You see my Debs saw me just straight in there, wasn't I?
I've got two spaces left on my workshop on Saturday.
Have you? Well, you better tell us all about that then, Debs.
The Artistic Stamper, Saturday morning... Well, Saturday all day, 10 till 4, where I teach art journaling, as I mentioned earlier, and they'll be doing... We normally try and do 3 pages... in a day.
Right.
Two paces left, £30 or £35 each. I can't remember which one it is.
And how do people find out about it and book it?
They need to go onto either the artisticstamper.com website or call the shop. And I can't remember the number offhand, but it is on the website, which is theartisticstamper.com.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with that. And that's this Saturday, yeah?
Yeah, it's this Saturday and the first Saturday usually of every month.
Fantastic.
And the Venues and Events Expo, they say save the date, please, for the next Venues and Events Expo Southeast, which is Thursday the 9th of May next year. And it's 9 to 5 at the Kent Event Centre. And they say there'll be loads and loads of fabulous workshops and speakers.
Absolutely. They ran the first one of those last year. It's an event aimed at the hospitality industry. And normally the hospitality industry focuses entirely on London and everybody has to come in from the rest of the country to London to look at it. So Amanda decided to stage an event out of London and it was a rip-roaring success, the first one. She's going to do it every year now. And they are already selling stands, even though there's like 7 months to go before the event. So do get booked in. It's at the County Showground at the Kent Events Centre in Detling. I'm just checking all my other Twitter accounts for the actual show because a lot of people...
I know. It's same with me. I'm just going through them all.
Tweeting. The lovely people at Sweet Soul on Herne Bay.
Herne Bay, yeah.
Yeah, Chris and Chris, have tweeted Soul's pick of the day is Italian glazed Morello cherries and dark chocolate slabs.
Oh, that is right up.
No, come back, ladies. Don't go.
A Morello cherry.
I was talking to him last week about he was doing a whole dark chocolate range, but it's all healthy eating dark chocolate, and he wants suggestions on what fillings to put in them.
Well, I would go for always a salted caramel, or I do love a cherry. Love a ginger.
Did you see on Facebook, it had to be a spoof, but I couldn't prove that it was a spoof, but somebody was trying to convince people to get your kids to eat Brussels sprouts by cooking them and dipping them in chocolate. That is never going to happen in a million years. I love sprouts, but dipping them in chocolate is never going to happen.
It's how you cook them, because if they're...
With Marmite.
Well, with Marmite, nice. But if you lightly steam them and don't overcook them, they don't get bitter.
Yeah, a bit of bacon in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I always do my sprouts with a little bit of lard.
I still don't like them.
Oh, well, come, I'll have yours.
Can I do a final shout-out for tomorrow's event?
Yes. Of course you can, yeah.
Can,
Business Soundbites on the 5th of December, which is tomorrow, at Kent Business School. The title of the presentation by Xavier Santoyo, who is a KBS alum, Nus, is the Second Machine Age, CSR, and the Leaders of the 21st Century.
I'm so glad you read that, not me. I couldn't say alumnus, alumnus, at all.
Alumni.
So well done. Yeah, I can't.
No.
Just can't.
Cool. Listen, we've reached the end of another show. I want to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsor, My Careers Options. To our award winners from the Ashford Business Awards, our two fantastic guests, Debs and Floshy, thank you so much for being with us. We will be back with another show next week. Do listen in on Friday to our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, presented by Amanda Flanders. And her co-host this week is the lovely Mark Goldfinch. And her guest is Monique Gibbs from ACD Recruitment. So that's 11 o'clock on Friday here on channelradio.co.uk/2, the Business Bunker Extra Show. We will be back with the Business Bunker Show next week with another show for you. In the meantime, have a fabulous week and we'll see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.